From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Racism and xenophobia are on the rise in Russia. Earlier this month in St. Petersburg, a 28-year-old student from Senegal was shot in the back and left to die on the street. Prosecutors say the murder was racially motivated. Some human rights groups say 30 people were killed in attacks last year and nearly 400 injured. Some hate monitoring organizations say the real number is considerably higher. What most victims had in common was the color of their skin. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Most Russians today believe one of communism's greatest achievements was helping beat the Nazis in World War II. So some Muscovites were shocked earlier this year to see young men marching in the capital, chanting neo-fascist slogans and giving Nazi salutes. Power to Russia, they said, and white power. One speaker, the leader of an extreme right-wing group, said Russia is under attack from its southern Caucasus Mountains region, whose local population is predominantly dark-skinned and Muslim. The demonstrators are part of a growing number of skinheads and other extremists in Russia. Increasing numbers express their views through violence. Students from Africa and Asia are regularly assaulted, as are residents from the Caucasus region. Television journalist Ilhan Mirzoyev was attacked in Moscow because of the color of his skin. Mirzoyev, who was from Azerbaijan, was riding the metro when a shaved-headed young man drinking beer sat down next to him. He asked Mirzoyev why he was living in Russia and advised him to leave. Mirzoyev says one of the man's friends then poured beer on his head.
I turned toward him and saw he was laughing with the rest of his group. I stood up and hit him. Then I felt a terrible blow on my head. It was a bottle of beer. Then there was another and another, and the group started beating me.
Mirzoyev escaped with bruises and deep cuts on his head. Human rights groups say such crimes are spurred by the appearance of extremism in daily public rhetoric. They say politicians are seeking enemies to blame for Russia's problems. Members of the ultra-nationalist Liberal Democratic Party are prominent among the accusers. The party was reported to have recently published a list naming 100 top enemies of the Russian people. Legislator and party member Nikolai Kuryanovich says the list is a good idea.
It speaks to the fact that the Russian people have been pushed to the limit of despair and are ready to act. And that's what the enemies of the people are afraid of.
Human rights activist Lyudmila Alexeyeva is number one on the enemies list. She heads the Moscow Helsinki group, which recently conducted a study of xenophobia in the Russian media. Alexeyeva says in addition to the political rhetoric, publication of xenophobic commentary in the mainstream press is growing at an alarming rate.
Journalists reflect society's attitudes, but they also help to form society's attitudes. If people read messages of hate in newspapers or hear them on the radio or television, then they come to believe they're normal and it's all right to say them in public.
Alexeyeva also blames the legal system. Law enforcers often refuse to categorize most racist attacks, even those resulting in murder, as hate crimes. Last month, 8 defendants were charged with hooliganism for the stabbing death of a 9-year-old Tajik girl in St. Petersburg. The maximum sentence was 5.5 years. Lyudmila Alexeyeva.
That means either our judges are also infected with xenophobia, or the defendants are protected from harsh sentences from above. And that indicates our political leaders are diseased with xenophobia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has denounced xenophobia as a virus infecting the country. But his administration's actions appear less decisive. The Kremlin is widely believed to have been behind the recent creation of the Nationalist Motherland Party as a way to split the country's conservative electorate. But Motherland's unexpected popularity soon began to threaten the Kremlin, which has since made moves to weaken the party. Kremlin insider Marat Gelman takes credit for Motherland's initial stunning success. But the public relations guru says he split with the party after far-right extremists began to take it over. Gelman says he recently convinced policymakers in the Kremlin that xenophobia seriously threatens multi-ethnic Russia's very existence. A third of the country's regions are nominally controlled by various ethnic groups.
Xenophobia has become public. There's a large number of nationalist organizations. Politicians are talking about it, and that leads to a reaction from other ethnic groups, Ingush, Yakuts, and others, who will start saying they need to separate from Russia.
Gelman is forming an internationalist group to fight xenophobia and has compiled his own list, singling out the country's 100 top neo-fascists. Some believe Gelman may still be acting on the Kremlin's orders, this time to take down dangerous nationalist politicians. But human rights defender Lyudmila Alexeyeva says the country's leaders are simply too busy holding on to power to be concerned about the consequences of racism and nationalism. She says real action may only come too late, after the country starts splitting at its seams. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.